September 15th, 2012, midnight service in the United Hearts Field, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes as the sorrowful mother. She has the seven swords in her heart. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I invite you to understand that the sorrows of my heart are compounded by those of my children who do not choose truth. This is how Satan separates my children from me, so that they no longer regard me with love or feel my love. My love for each soul never changes, only sorrows for those who become disconnected from the truth, and so too my motherly love. Dear little children, I invite you to see that the sword most tortuous that I suffer today is the same one that resulted in the swords I suffered when on earth. It is the sword of the lack of truth in hearts. If hearts had accepted truth in my day, I would not have been subjected to the emotional and spiritual cross that I accepted on behalf of mankind. Simeon would not have had to deliver his dire prophecy. Joseph would not have had to transport Jesus and me to Egypt. I would not have had to search for my son, only to find him uncovering truths to scholars. My son would not have had to carry his cross, for no one would have condemned him. Therefore, I would not have encountered him as he carried the cross. My son would not have been crucified if hearts had accepted the truth. If hearts had been convicted in the truth, my Jesus would not have died on the cross, and his limp and lifeless body would not have been taken down from the cross. For the sake of truth, my son was buried. Today it is no different. My heart sorrows for the victory of truth over evil. Only then will life be secure in the womb. Only then will peace be secure in the world.